In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers Saturday night in the NFC Divisional Playoff game. Kickoff is 5:15 at CenturyLink Field. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick it's not going to be the cakewalk that some Seahawks fans are expecting.
Art, the Panthers won their division with a losing record of 7-8-1. What does that mean for this playoff game?
Nothing. I think that would be a foolish thing to focus on if you're a Seahawks fan, because the Seahawks, as we know, back in 2010, became the first team in NFL history to win a division with a losing record. They were 7-9. And in their first playoff game, they beat the defending Super Bowl champions, the New Orleans Saints, by a score of 41-36 in the game known as the Beastquake game, when Marshawn Lynch launched his immortal run where he knocked down about 78 people and caused a seismic event
right
at CenturyLink. So their record is, I think, irrelevant for this matchup, because the Panthers have already won a playoff game. They beat Arizona. Of course, so did Seattle, 35-6. But a playoff game is a playoff game. Yes, it's a foreign environment. It's a difficult place to win in the clink. But they've had a series of events that have really, I think, kind of hardened them to everything that the Seahawks can deliver. And that starts back in spring, where they had a very acrimonious breakup with one of their best players, Steve Smith, who left angrily because he was not being used. I guess the equivalent in Seattle sports would be if Edgar Martinez got very upset with the Mariners and left in free agency. And then they had an episode with one of their top defensive players, Greg Hardy, who was arrested on a domestic violence charge at the height of the criticism with the NFL over its domestic violence policies. And then in December, their star quarterback, Cam Newton, was involved in a two-car crash, not his fault, that totaled his truck and injured two vertebrae in his back. But he played the next week, and he was in the playoff game, and it's a remarkable story. On Monday morning, the coach's house caught on fire, $500,000 damage, and this on the eve of the second game of the playoffs. So They've survived all this, and they're coming into this game on a real high note because they know they can play with these guys.
Well, we should note that the last three times these teams have met have been in Charlotte. So they're coming here to CenturyLink Field, and the Seahawks certainly have the noise advantage, but you're saying other than that, they're pretty evenly matched.
The three games in Charlotte were won by the Seahawks by a combined total of 13 points. And including this year, it was a very tight game, won in the last minute. And the Seahawks have no particular dominance over this team, with Cam Newton at quarterback and Jonathan Stewart at running back. Jonathan Stewart's an interesting story locally because he went to Timberline High School in Lacey and remains the leading rusher in state high school history here. He went to the University of Oregon, where he was a star, and he's been a seven-year pro in the NFL. This is his best year, so he's going to be a formidable task to bring down for the Seahawks defense. So they've got a lot of things going, including, I think, probably the best front seven outside of Seattle on their defensive side. So I really think this is going to be close to a dead-even match.
But how do you think it will turn out?
I'm going to say that the Seahawks are going to prevail, but it's going to be a tooth pull. A lot of Seahawks fans are thinking, we're going to walk over these guys. No, not going to happen. I can see it being undecided going into the fourth quarter, and I can see the Seahawks pulling out something like a 19-13 win at the end. But I think it's going to be a very tight, taut Saturday night for Seahawks fans.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.